The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all that we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. I read a little article recently. You might find this interesting. It was an article about the psychology of complaining. The psychology of complaining. And the article went like this. It turns out that our minds are strongly biased to see all things negatively. Strongly biased to perceive things in a negative light. And this is an acquired behavior over eons and eons of experience, and it's a kind of survival mechanism. And the theory goes something like this. It's far more likely that a negative event will be a threat to you than a positive event will. Positive things might enhance your life, but rarely do they threaten your life. So we've learned how to see things negatively to the point where you're five times more likely to see something and judge it negatively than you are to judge it positively. Right? That was the ratio of the 5-to-1 ratio of how we perceive things. So if you feel like you're five times quicker to complain than you are to be grateful, you come by it naturally, okay? But that's fallen human nature, and we're called to rise above that. And that's what I think we should talk about today, because our first reading comes from the book of Numbers. Now, what's the book of Numbers all about? We're going to hear from Numbers all week long. What's Numbers all about? Well, Numbers is just like Exodus. It's a story of the Israelite people walking through the desert. It's just that Numbers is told from a different point of view. And the reason why it's called Numbers is because there's a big census in the book of Numbers, and they count the numbers of all the tribes of Israel, hence the name. But one thing you hear in the book of Numbers is complaining, because they're walking through the desert, and they're complaining about the desert. They say, "We're so tired of this desert. We're tired of the sand. We're tired of the heat. Moses, are we there yet?" They complain about the food. They complain about the manna. They say, "We're so tired of this manna from the desert. Is there anything else on the menu?" And you even hear Moses complain today. I mean, give yourself permission to vent, because listen to what Moses says. He says, "Lord, did I ask you for these people, huh? Is that what I said? Give me a group of people to lean through the desert. Is that what I said? Lord, if this is the way you're going to treat me for the next 40 years, do me the favor of killing me now." Blunt. Do you know what happens in the Bible when you complain? Two things happen. Number one, you get punished. Or number two, you get more work to do. And that's what happens to the people. The people get punished. The seraph serpents are sent and they bite the people. And Moses gets more work. He's suddenly put in charge of, you know, organizing groups of 70s. He's given more. And either way, the complaining stops. Because the people who are bit turn their hearts and their minds to God. And Moses, who now has more work to do, he turns his heart and his mind to the other people. Either way, God stops the complaining, because
Complaining is an essentially self-centered activity. And God made us to be self-forgetful. Now, you know it as well as I do. There's some people, they love to complain. They manage to see room for improvement everywhere, and they're always offering everyone their unsolicited advice as to how things should be changed. And you want to know what? These people are very unhappy. As hard as it is to be with a complainer, believe me, it's harder to actually be the complainer. And if there's one remedy for complaining, it's remembrance of God. Because we complain when we forget. The people forgot. Moses forgot. And people forgot what God did to them. You know, he just set them free from slavery. Just took the most powerful man in the world, the Pharaoh of Egypt, and cast him aside like he was a rag doll. They completely forgot about all that, and they were complaining, and we forget just as well. That's why a daily spiritual practice, and I mean all day long, really needs to become a habit, is to learn to practice deliberate gratitude for everything. Even the things that you don't think are good, they're always blessings in disguise. I don't care if you don't feel like it. Learn to practice it, because you can't be complaining and also grateful at the same time. So think about the things that other people have done for you. And don't be vague, be specific. Think about the things God has done for you, and don't be vague, be specific. For example, I'm grateful that I'm able to offer Mass for you. And I very, very easily remember the days in which we were not allowed to do this by harsh and punitive restrictions, both from the state and the church, right? Specific. And that's how you learn to practice gratitude. It'll become a habit. St. Ignatius of Loyola says that when you go to examine your conscience at night, don't begin by thinking about your sins. Begin by thanking God for his blessings first. Because complaining is something God wants us to be free from. And that's because complaining divides us. It divides us from God. You can't love and also complain to God at the same time. It divides us from one another. It's one of the things that that article said. Everybody hates a complainer. They all want to get away. And believe it or not, that even divides us from ourselves. The cathartic feeling that you get after a complaint, it's very temporary. That always leaves you feeling soiled and toxic. Deliberate gratitude. You know, the last thing our saint for the day did before he died, Saint Sixtus, he was executed in the persecutions of the Emperor Valerian, one of the most harsh persecutions in the history of the church. Last thing he did before he died was sing a hymn of praise to God as he was being killed. Let's imitate his gratitude and ask for his prayers. Pope Saint Sixtus, pray for us.